got the last of the laundry going. And my little robot vacuum is getting the very last bit of space all vacuumed up. And that's after I went through everything with the big vacuum. I like my little robot guy. Gets in all the nooks and crannies I can't always reach with the big one. What do you think? Yeah, it is pretty nifty. I like it. I definitely like it. Really helps me get things done a lot quicker. Wouldn't you say? Okay, so dishes are done. They've been done. And like I said, I got the last of the laundry going for you. I've dusted pretty much everything and mopped and swept the floors. Wiped down all the surfaces and dusted off the curtains and everything else. So that should be about it. What say you? Mm-hmm. Yep. So, if there's not anything else, do you want me to head out now? Or is there something else you'd like me to do? Oh, right. I meant to ask. Look, I know you pay me, you know, our agreed upon amount every other week in exchange for me coming here once a week to clean for you and help around the house. And you've been so kind with most of your, not all of your tips lately, but could I ask you for a teeny weeny favor? Could you maybe up this tip just a bit? Just a tiny bit? I don't know, maybe a few hundred-ish? Well, you see, I'm saving up for another car. A bigger one. A bigger, better, newer car. I mean, it must be really embarrassing for you to see my old heap of junk in your driveway every week, when you have such nice stuff. I know, it is a beat-up old thing. But there's nothing I can do about it right now, because, to be frank, working a job where I just clean people's stuff doesn't really pay a whole lot. Even if most of the people I clean for are just as nice as you, and just as generous. Still, I'm making my rent and putting food on the table and taking care of other bills. Saving up for a new car has been, it's been pretty slow going. But my current car is admittedly starting to fall apart. And I'm worried I'm going to start missing work if I have to keep taking care of it every time it has a problem. So, if you don't mind, I would like an extra tip, which I would like to go towards the new car. I really would, but knowing my luck, it's probably just going to go into fixing my old one. Because chances are, next week it's probably going to break down all over again. I have to take it to the shop and haggle with the mechanic and yada 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 yada. That is quite a bit. Could you maybe pull out a few more hundreds from your wallet, maybe? I mean, just so I can actually save the new car and not just fix my old one. Look, I don't have to be anywhere else today. I was just going to go home. My cleaning appointment after you got canceled because they're out of town. And they didn't see the need to leave me a key because there's nothing to clean up. So because I was going to just go home, I'm in no real hurry. If there's anything else you'd like me to do. That reminds me, I forgot to spray some freshener. Give me just one second for you, dear. After all, one of the big perks of my service is I make everything smell clean and fresh. And that includes my lovely, lovely air freshener that I make myself at home with essential oils and whatnot. Here you go. How's that? Oh, maybe that was a bit much. I can taste it. I hope you're okay. Yeah, I think I sprayed just a little too much here. Don't worry, it'll dissipate soon. It'll just fade into the air and cling to fabrics. But you gotta admit, it does smell pretty good. It's got chamomile and lavender and all kinds of nice stuff in it. I do like the smell quite a bit. That's why I really enjoy making it, after all. So, like I said, is there anything else you'd like me to do? Just so it's worth your while to give me a bit extra? And I do mean I'm willing to do anything for you. I mean, I'm single for now. And you seem pretty open. Yeah, I've heard stories about you. Don't think for one second that rumors about you don't get around. I hear quite a bit from your neighbors. Just keep that in mind. So, is there anything at all that I could do for you? Anything extra you'd like me to clean, maybe? I can clean all sorts of things, but of course, you know that already. Oh. Your ears are clogged, huh? Well, don't worry. I can take care of that for you. I happen to keep a little swabs in my dress pocket. Because I kind of use them to get into little tiny cracks and whatnot to clean them. So I got plenty of fresh ones in my pocket right here. See? Okay, just lean back and close your eyes and I'll get you all nice and clean. How's that feel? Any better? Yeah, you like that? Figured you might. You want me to go more in depth? Really? How so? Like, how in depth do you want me to go? And what do you want me to use? Yeah, you want me to use my tongue on you? I suppose. suppose I can do that. On your ears, right? I mean, come on, I have been working for you for a couple of years now, but gotta, like, work my way to other parts of ya. You know how it goes. But ears, I think I can do. Yeah, I can do ears. Okay, here you go, just close your eyes. And how was that? Any good? You're like melting in your seat, aren't ya? I can tell. Oh, I can tell. You seem a lot more relaxed now. Which is good. It's very good. So, can I have that extra tip now? No? Well, what else do you want me to do? I mean, I'm a maid. I'm not a, you know, a lady of the night. I do know a couple. They're part of that bordello that's in the outskirts of town, but I don't work there. So, what else can you possibly want me to do? You want me to give you a bit of a rub down with one of my cloths? Namely around your head and neck? Okay, yeah, I can try that. can't promise I'll be any good, but I can try. Well, here goes nothing. So, was that any good? That's the first time I've ever really, well, done something like that. To a person, at least. Oh, good, good, you like that. Okay. Well, as they say, there's something for everyone. So, you ready for that dip now? Okay. What else do you want me to do? Because, well, like I said, I am willing to do pretty much anything. I can be warmed up to other ideas. Yeah, I can definitely be warmed up. What else do you want, honey? Okay, you want a kiss of all things? Well, okay. Little forward of you, but... I'll kiss you. You are rather pleasing to the eye and all that. I'm sure it'll be kind of nice. Yeah, I can see it. Okay, close your eyes. Is that any good? Yeah, you like how fast and fierce I am? That's something one of my exes told me, actually. one of his favorite things about me. So, about that extra tip, it is starting to get a little late. The sun's already set. Okay, yeah. I'll take that. Yeah, that'll go a long way. You really are super kind and generous. Don't think for one second that I don't appreciate you. Because really, I do. I appreciate you very, very much. You've always been quite kind to me. Really. Yeah, this will definitely go a long way towards a new car. Thank you. Oh? You'll give me more next session? Really? And do you want more of this, or do you want something more? Oh, you want me to clean you down there? I suppose I could do that. And what should I use next time to clean you down there? I figured you'd say my tongue and my mouth. Yes, I've been informed that I give pretty good lip service down there. Alright, I'll get myself revved up and next time I come clean for you, after I'm done with your house, I'll give you a bit of extra service. Alright, I best be headed out. You have a very, very good evening, honey. And thank you. It really means a lot that you're willing to help me out. Okay. See you next week. And just call or text me if you have any other requests. Okie dokie. Alright. You have a good evening. And I'll see you later. Bye bye.